Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Ms. Ricky R. Jones, and I welcome you tonight for those of you who are constant supporters of Hand and Footprints and the 15-Minute Conundrum. As always, I thank you so very much. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to spend the next 30 minutes with me, and I do not take that lightly. I truly appreciate it. For those of you who are new to the 15-Minute Conundrum, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, I thank you as well, because you could have been anywhere, but you choose to spend the next 30 minutes with me, and I appreciate that so very much. For those of you who want to call in and you want to kind of get in on the topic for tonight, you can do so by calling in to 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. Press the number 1 if you want to make a comment and if you have a question. If you're listening online, hi, I see you guys online. As always, you can send me your messages via Facebook. You can either go through the Hand and Footprints page, which is Hand and Footprints, What is Your Legacy? And the 15-Minute Conundrum, the show page is on Facebook. Or if those of you who are connected to me, Ricky Jones, directly, you can send me an instant message that way. But by all means, I want you guys to participate and get in on the conversation. For those of you who are new to the 15-Minute Conundrum, let me explain how this goes. So we're going to spend the next 28 minutes, I'm going to put out a question or a problem, because basically that's what a conundrum is. It is a question or a problem. Now, sometimes we may be able to solve it 99% of the time. We're not going to solve it tonight in the next 20-some-odd minutes, but we sure enough are going to have a great time having a discussion about it. So I'm going to put a topic or a question out there to you guys, and, you know, I'll put my 2 cents onto it, and you can add on to it, and that's basically how the 15-minute conundrum goes. And usually where I get the question or the problem from is either through conversation, things that I notice when I'm here and there and every other where, current events. Sometimes it's music if I'm listening to something. So it's a mixture of where I get the conundrum from. And tonight is definitely no different. Tonight's conundrum is a little bit of both what's going on in current events and then something that I kind of noticed that kind of confirmed where I was going with the conundrum. So once again, you can give a call in, 347-826-9723. Press the number 1 if you have a comment, question, commentary, whatever. If you're online and you're listening, thank you so much. If you have direct connection with me on Facebook through Ricky Jones, you can send me an instant message. Or if you're listening online and you like the Hand of Footprints 15-Minute Conundrum page, that's also on Facebook, you can send me a message that way. Okay, so here we go. Now, in the event that you have been under a rock and you haven't been paying attention to the news, and even though it was a quick flash of a story, it generated a little bit of buzz. Of course, you know, what's a little bit of buzz without a hashtag? So there were these 11 ladies in California, and it was a book club. They decided to save up their little change, have a good old time, go on to this train that does tours through the Napa Valley, through the vineyards and through wine country. During the course of this event, of course, you know, you have a bunch of women together. There's bound to be lots of excitement and lots of laughing and just, you know, just different things. Well, these particular 11 ladies who all donned these same T-shirts, so obviously identifying that they're all together, during the course of their ride, of course, they were enjoying the ride, the drinks, each other. Someone complained about the noise level that they were making. According to reports, you know, a couple of times, whoever was in charge of the tour kind of mentioned to them, hey, you're kind of loud. And the first time it was like, okay, they were trying to get the gaze and the gist of what was going on. Another time it was, you know, said to them again. And then on a third time, it was mentioned once again that they were kind of loud. And during this time, according to reports, the women did not become belligerent. They did not ask extra questions. You know, they just, they, according to reports, they did not become confrontational. By the third time that they were mentioned, you know, someone mentioned to them they were a little too loud, they were getting escorted. It proceeded into them being escorted at the next train stop off of the train and with police officers waiting at the train station. Now, mind you, they didn't become belligerent and they weren't, you know, they didn't become confrontational according to reports. The ladies were escorted, all 11 of them, ranging in ages, all the way up to 80 or 90, I'm not exactly sure of the oldest young lady on the trip. But let's just say she was definitely the senior of the bunch. They were all escorted out off the train and to a waiting, they had to wait for transportation to take them back to the beginning of the trip. So now, of course, all of this, I mean, according to the video, according to reports and the persons involved, the ladies that were involved, they said it didn't become an issue until a post was put up on social media saying otherwise, that, you know, they were basically belligerent, they were told, and it was negative. The whole experience, the lady said originally, you know, it was, of course, taken aback, being put off because they were laughing and giggling, you know, kind of being loud, so to speak, and all of that. You know, it wasn't a problem with them getting off. It wasn't a problem them finding the hole. But the experience is just humiliating. So, of course, with all that happening, here comes your hashtag. And the hashtag is Laughing While Black. Okay. So, here is the conundrum. I have to take you, just in case you were under a rock, I have to take you through all of that to say this. Laughing While Black. Here is the question. In this day and age, it is 2015, I know the civil rights movement, I know we're no longer segregated, we've been allowed to integrate and all of that, but in this day and age, in 2015, why is it for those of you who are of African American descent, why do you all insist on being somewhere, like the Visa commercials, where everybody wants to be, why do you insist on being somewhere a lot of people don't want you to be? I'm going to repeat that again. In this day and age, and I know you all are going to get upset, I really don't care. That's why you're going to call in 347-826-9723, or you're going to put your message online, okay? But in 2015, why do you all insist on being everywhere they don't want you to be? Now you're saying, Ricky, where are you going with it? I'm going here. We have come a long way, and I'm very thankful for the civil rights movement that we've had. I'm very thankful. Don't get me wrong. A lot of people suffered. A lot of people stood up for our rights, and I'm not saying that that wasn't. We've gone places and we've become people that a lot of folks didn't think we would ever be. We have a president who's of African descent. We've had judges and lawyers. I mean, we have really advanced. We really, really, really advanced. Racism is still alive and kicking. Society still thinks that there's a us versus them. People just really, I mean, let's just face it. There is still a level of, well, we're here and you're there. Yes, that is true. But what I want to know is, I get that. So, and you all know that too. Why do you insist on having to go to places? Have you done research? Because, see, I'm a big fan of, I like to go places. I like to try different things. For an example, just before the show, I've been doing this hot yoga. And it has been absolutely fabulous, great, wonderful. I got a discount on it, whatever, what have you, noticed the locations that they had the particular venue where they have the classes. I knew one of the classes, one of the locations I was not going to, for the simple fact that I knew the area. Not that I was afraid, not that I, you know, But my whole thing is I'm going to the yoga, and I don't want to be disturbed. I don't want to have to look and look at you, looking at me, looking at you, looking at me, and we're all in our downward facing dog position. Sometimes it's not necessary, okay? So I also did my research, tried to see if there was a yoga class where everyone looked like me, meaning there were some black folks there, because sometimes you feel a little bit more comfortable being around your own and you want to support your own businesses. Unfortunately, there wasn't. And according to the little discount I had, these were the locations that I had available. So I chose one of the three locations. I picked the one closest to me. But before I even committed to getting into the discount, guess what I did? I went onto their website. And I know you're going to say, oh, my God, Ricky, that is so terrible that you would think that way. But I'm going to tell you what I did, and this is no lie. I looked on the website to see if I could see anyone who looked like me, whether it be in the pictures, in the advertising, whether it was the instructors that they had, anything. Because, you know, even though yoga is for everyone, I want to go and enjoy yoga. And since I could not find a yoga class at that particular time that was taking the discount where it was totally black-owned and black-operated, I went with the next best thing. And fortunately, guess what? They have three instructors out of the 15 instructors that they have that are of African-American descent or whatever. Okay? They look like me. So the question is, I get that we can be everywhere, like the Visa card commercial. I get that. But sometimes why don't you do the investigating before you decide to hop on yourself and just go on there, because you can avoid some of the confrontation. Let's not get cute and think that people are just so, because we have equal rights, don't think that they still want you anywhere that they are. I don't know why. I don't know why that is. I don't know why people still hung up on it. I still don't understand why racism is still alive and kicking. So I just don't get it. 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. If you want to get in on the conversation, if you're online, you can send me a message. If you're listening via phone, you can press the number 1 and get into the conversation. Those of you who are just joining, welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. And the question of the night is, why, in this day and age, if you're doing what you're doing and you're going places, why in this day and age are you still wanting to be everywhere where people don't want you to be? And like I said, I understand people have fought for our civil rights and we should be able to go and be everywhere we want. But what I'm trying to get you guys to understand, and I guess the point that I'm trying to make, is investigate before you go on out to these events. These ladies, I understand that they saved a little change and they wanted to go because, oh, they've heard so wonderful things about it. Well, who did you hear it from? Some of your coworkers who don't look like you? Sure, you can go ahead and listen to some of the fun things, and by all means, you should get ideas from other people. Sure, but do your investigation first. See, listen to the people who are telling you what they do, and then look at the type of person they are. Would you really, outside of the job, would they hang with you? Would they even be seen in public with you? If the answer is no, then your option is to do this. If you still want to do what they do, go and find a black-owned business or a minority-owned business that does the same thing. And if you cannot find that, so be it. If you insist on doing it, do your research. Call around. Ask people if they've been on this particular excursion. Ask people if they've been to that particular event. And then you can go from there. Sometimes you can avoid all the hassle and all the trouble if you do a little bit of investigating. You can be everywhere and you can do everything like everybody else, but how about you be different? We're a people of being different. We always have been. In things that we do, our culture, the way we conduct ourselves, everything is different about us. So then why would you not take the extra effort and see how you're doing. See how you can do it. See if you find a business. And just, I know you're all saying, Ricky, oh, my God, I can't believe you. You're being just as racist as everybody else. No, I'm not being racist. What I'm being is being practical. What I'm being is being realistic. Again, a lot of times, come on, we're in 2015, and unfortunately, racism is still live and kicking. People still look funny at you. And to further go, like I said, this whole idea that I got spawned from just not only this event, but I happen to be on public transportation during the week. And, of course, you know, people get on, and I'm making a mess and I'm making noise. I'm so sorry. People get on public transportation, you know, get here, there, every other where they're supposed to go, right? Okay. So I get on, and there were these beautiful ladies of Indian descent. Now, for the most part, the bus was pretty quiet. Wasn't a whole lot of folks left on the bus. And this one passenger, the ladies got on, they were having conversation. And a lot of cultures, when they're having conversation, they're not yelling. It's just, it may seem like they're yelling, but they're not. A lot of us, even in the black community, we're not yelling, we're just loud talkers. You'll find that in Italian communities, you'll find that in Irish communities. You know, you find that family members, the octave may be just a tad bit higher than what you think would be normal, whatever normal is. So these young ladies were having a conversation between the two of them. And the other lady, who was of non-African, non-Indian descent, you can kind of figure out, all she could do was just stare at them like, how dare you be talking so loud? How dare you get on this bus and sit so close? I mean, she even got to the point where she covered up her ears. Now, I tried to kind of say, well, maybe, you know, because she was a little bit seasoned and a little bit older in her, you know, in her age and all of that. I just got a text from one of our online listeners, and I'm going to read that text in a minute. But, you know, and it was just funny to watch her. I mean, she stared them down. And then she got to the point where she was huffing and puffing. Well, honey, it's a public bus. People are going to talk. The bus is loud. If you didn't want to hear the conversation, I mean, she was covering her ears. She could have got herself up and moved. But if you could have seen the look that she gave. And I can only imagine these ladies were on the train, because I have girlfriends, and we like to go out different places, and we like to explore. And I'm going to tell you, all of us, as educated as we are, and I mean professional, degree up the wazoo, good job, good moms, good wives, good all of that. We have a good time everywhere we go. So I can only imagine these ladies being on the train and folks were looking at them. First of all, you know they looked at them because it was 11 of them, like they've never been, like people have never gone in a big group before. I don't understand that. And then they were all donned in the same T-shirts because, God forbid, if you're not on a sports team, you know, you all come in dressed alike. Oh, people don't do that? Really? Okay, whatever. And then of course, the people, oh, you're on this train. And first of all, I know the train was loud. They were excited. The train has been used for bachelor parties, bachelor birthday parties, so I'm pretty sure this is not the first time they've had people that have been loud. All right. With that being said, do your investigation, people. Call around. I know you think you can go everywhere you want to go, and that's fine. For those of you who want to continue going everywhere you want to go, I'm not saying don't do that. But I'm saying is do your investigation, okay? Do your investigation. Do you all understand the power of our money, the power of our dollars? Our dollars, even though it's green, in our hands, the way we spend it is gold. Do you all get that? Do you all understand that everybody understands the power of our consumerism, understands the power of what we like and what we don't like? This is why they have bars on every corner next to the churches. This is why they have a hair weave shop on every other corner, and they're offering loans out to here and there and everywhere. But guess what? For those of you who, and I'm not knocking for those of you who wear your weaves, because, honey, wear your weave, wear your wig, wear your do, because I did all of that before I locked up. I got you. But do you know that in your city there's probably at least I say at least 3 black-owned weave shops. If you can take your black hair and go to a black hairstylist, why can't you take a little bit longer and take your black weave products and find and see if there's a young lady or a young gentleman or a family that may own the business? Why do you insist on going? And then when you get to places and they treat you like how society has told them to treat you, then you want to get on hashtagging black this, black that. Okay. One of our comments was, too bad we don't buy our cars, our house, the same way that we buy our caskets, waiting to die before we support our own. And it is. It is a sad sin and a shame. It really is. And if you notice, those of you who have been paying attention, if you notice, there have been pop-ups for at least five different wineries owned by African Americans in the Napa Valley. So, ladies, I'm sorry that you had the experience, humiliating experience. No, I'm not. I'm not apologizing for that, because my whole thing is to, sometimes you have to kind of do your research. Sometimes you have to buck the system and try to go and give it to your own. Now, like I said, if you can't find your own, that's one thing, but at least you try looking for it. Another thing you can do, especially with anything that you try to do, if you can't find someone who's doing the business that you want to participate in or the event that you want to participate in, if you can't find an organization or a company or business that's participating, listen, do yourself a favor. Like, they have the wine festival that's coming here to the city later on this year. If you know a winery or if you know someone who is in the business, why don't you tell them about it? Like, I support our cupcake, folks who make cupcakes and bakery and sweets and all that good stuff, when they have the food trucks, why not pass that on? I love that on my Hand and Footprint show, I bring in people who own, folks who look like me, and then sometimes who don't look like me, but they're all about supporting and getting into the neighborhood. So if you want to be somewhere that you think they don't want you, do your research first. Do your research. Because I'm so sick of seeing folks, and the first thing you want to holler, oh, they're racist. Oh, I can't believe it. Well, no, Sherlock, because it's PG-13, I'm going to keep it clean. But no, duh, really? 2015, where did you think it would end? Did you think it was going to end? It's sad that it doesn't. And no, I'm not saying we should stay in our place. No, what I'm saying is your own first. Because if you look at other cultures, what do? They support people who look just like them, people of their same ilk, okay? Try there first, and you will be amazed. Oh, they don't want to come with us anymore. Why do you think in the height of, I know definitely in Philadelphia, there was a section, there's several sections of the city where you saw strips of black-owned businesses. Now, they might have been renting their location to someone else, but guess what? At the end of the day, that particular business was owned, operated, and run by someone who looked like somebody in the community. And then what happened? You start moving, you start gentrification, things of that nature. When they see a movement, you think they don't pay attention to us? They pay attention to us. They pay so much attention to us. They know what to put in our neighborhoods, know what we're going to buy, know how to track us and see what we're going to do. Don't think that they don't. You all with your phones and you're buying the TVs. Yeah, I mean, they're tracking everyone. Don't get me wrong. They're tracking everyone. But they're also tracking what you all do, because something about us fascinates everyone. And as soon as we figure out why, we'll be so much better off. But there's something about our culture, our genealogy, our genetics, our DNA, our social interactions. There is something so fascinating to others about us that they either emulate it through music, art, just they emulate it so many other places. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how it's emulated between the tanning salons, between the butt lifts, between now you see everyone getting a weave and a wig and trap music and all kind of things that you're seeing. You're not paying attention to that, how everyone wants to emulate you. There must be something to that, ladies and gentlemen. There is something to that. Pay attention to that. And then when you figure out that there's something to that, then turn that inside into your communities. And if you're not the one who's going to support the business because there's no business to support, try to find a way to make the business. Or if you see someone in your community who is gifted at whatever, event planning, bus tours, whatever. I know it's rough, and I know the financial dollars, this, that, and other thing. And so I get that. I know it's rough for businesses. I know it is. I'm not saying do it overnight, but come on. Invest in what's already out there. And if you don't see it, try to get a group of you and do it. Why are we waiting till everyone else passes down to their family, everyone else supports their own? We're the only ones give our money to somebody else, want to be everywhere they don't want us to be. So solve that. Now, you may disagree with me, and that's fine. That's the whole point. You may have a different point of view. By all means, 347-826-9723, press the number 1. You can also hit me up on Facebook. Because, of course, you know, once we get off the air, we're continuing the conversation. But think about it. There must be something to why they don't want you there. Okay, fine, you don't want me? I have money. My money is green just like yours. Let me spend it someplace else. Go spend it in your community. Go spend it on folks who look like you who are offering the services that you're looking for. If you don't know someone, or if you do know someone and they may not be in your area, or someone who's even thinking about it, if you're in a position to share information, wealth, and knowledge, do that too. Those of you who are working in corporate America and you have opportunities to get the little tidbits, because every once in a while, and I hate to say it this way, but I am going to say it, and like it or not, it is the truth. Every once in a while, when you're a good Negro, and I'm putting up the air tags, you can get little tidbits that sometimes they don't always share with you. But sometimes you're thrown a little nugget. When you get those little nuggets, do yourself a favor. Take a little bit of nugget, keep for yourself, and work it in your perspective, work it in your personal inner workings. And then share that little nugget with somebody else. Okay? I'm going to say that again. When you get those little tidbits, folks, those of you who are in circles to get little tidbits, because they don't happen often, but sometimes if you play your cards right and you, like I said, you play the good Negro, you can get those little tidbits because a lot of people are not into telling you that. Okay? But when you get them, take a little bit for yourself, pass that ball on to somebody else so they can get fed. Because how can you be fed totally? How can you be full if you let somebody else next to you starve? Okay? That's how we keep this going. That's what they do. They share little tidbits on the golf course. They share little tidbits in their getting togethers. Everybody else does it. Why the heck can't we? Hello? Are you all out there? Okay. We're going to continue the conversation on Facebook. You can instant message me if any part of the show that you've missed, or if there's someone else who you think that this would, you know, benefit, by all means, tell them that the shows are always archived 24/7. All they have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/Rikki Jones. That's double R-I-K-K-I Jones. They can go to my Facebook page. They can go anywhere and find it. You can email me if you don't, if you disagree or if you agree or whatever. You can email me, themsrrikkijones@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. I'm here. I just think sometimes we don't need to be everywhere they don't want us to be. We need to take that time, do some research, and possibly, if all, invest in our own. I think we will get so much further if we start doing that, looking out for each other, spending it with each other. That's really all I'm going to say on air for now. We'll continue the conversation. Thank you so much for being on with me for these this whole 30 minutes. Lord willing, I'll see you guys this Saturday. Well, actually, not Saturday morning. It will be this Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m., a little bit of time change, but 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hannah Footprints will be there, same phone number. You can listen to this show archive. You can listen to Saturday's show archive. I'm here. I'm glad you came with me. I appreciate it. Lord willing, we'll do this again Saturday and next week. Have a good one, everybody.